Hello again. You're listening to the News at 1. The cost of living here rose by 9.2% in the 12 months to October, according to the latest Consumer Price Index. It's the highest rate of inflation recorded here since the current surge in prices began, and is mainly due to the increasing cost of food and rising energy bills. In a moment, we'll take a closer look at today's figures, but first, our reporter Helen Donoghue has been speaking to business owners in Dublin's Docklands, centre of the capital's financial and tech industry. What's been the impact of rising costs on their businesses and customers?
There's a steady flow of customers at a Tabla cafe restaurant in Dublin. But owner Eilish Nealon says she's had concerns about the cost of doing business since earlier this year.
We were lucky that we were in a fixed term electricity contract until September, and we just came out of it now and we've saw our rates basically doubling and then tripling within the space of 2 or 3 weeks. In the same week we had bread go up 10%, we had, you know, coffee go up, we've had some of our pastries go up in price as well, and since the start of the year we've had meats go up, dairy's gone up about 40%. Some of the meats have doubled in prices, you know, pork, chicken, etc. But I suppose the impact was offset quite a bit up until maybe May, June, when the EWSS stopped some of the subsidies that were COVID related.
They've noticed a change in the number of customers as well.
Honestly, we haven't really still recovered from the pandemic, sort of footfall wise, especially Mondays and Fridays. People aren't coming into the office really. Most are operating the hybrid model, and it looks like that's here to stay.
Are you worried about that then?
Of course, yeah. So already, you know, we were trying to pivot and see, you know, what other ways we can, I suppose, survive. We're trying to do a bit of advertising around, you know, sandwich platters and deliveries to offices for those days that they are in. We've had some natural attrition with staff. It's really difficult. That's probably one of the key sort of difficulties we're facing at the moment, is finding staff, keeping them. We are less busy on those Mondays and Fridays, so we do need less people in, but to be fair, there's a shortage of workers anyway.
Hair and beauty bar Dry and Fly on Grand Canal have also noticed a change in footfall.
Numbers are reduced after the pandemic, and most people, they didn't come back to the offices. Part of office workers, they come back for a few days, so we can see which days they are.
Owner is Boshe Nazarak.
Thursday, Friday, they always bigger amount of the customers in the business, but beginning of the week is much quieter. They still coming and they happy, which we are available.
They've noticed a hike in their costs too.
Bills are higher and the bills are double amount, so that's worry us a lot.
And that report from Helen Donoghue. Let's talk to our correspondent Robert Short, who's with us here in studio. What are the standout figures from these Consumer Price Index figures this morning, Robert?
Well, the real standouts are those increases in electricity and gas bills that really took a massive jump, as everybody will know. On the 1st of October, there were a lot of the big suppliers announced big price increases. So over the month alone, you've seen electricity bills go up by just over 28% and gas bills up over 37%. So electricity now, compared to a year ago, is just over 71% more expensive. And natural gas bills, they've almost doubled. They're going up at an annual rate of 99.5%. So they're really the standout ones. But then what we've seen, and we've seen consistently, is a steady growth in food price inflation. So it was up again, significantly enough, in October. It's rising now at an annual rate of 10.8%. But there are particular food groups, and you heard it there in Helen Donoghue's report, where there's some really chunky price increases, notably anything to do with grains. So bread is up 16%, pasta is up 17%, and dairy, whole milk is up 25%, but butter 19%, margarine 36%. So that's the kind of inflation that a lot of people will see, because, you know, everybody buys food most days in the supermarkets or wherever it happens to be. And that's what I think will really is where inflation will really be felt by people in their pockets.
And more increases quite clearly still to come today. For example, Brewers Heineken telling publicans that they'll be increasing the cost of their product to the publicans.
Yeah, so the wholesale price, the price that is charged to publicans, will increase by 9% from the 1st of December. Now, if you look at the CSO figures, you know, the average national price for a pint of lager, that's across all brands, was 5 €0.56 in October. It's already up 26 cent in the year, just over 12, almost 13%. And if you break down the 9% wholesale price that Heineken announced today, they were increasing. You know, even if you were to just pass on half of that in the price of a pint, you'd probably see the price of a pint go up by 25 cents. So, you know, you're very quickly on lager getting to the point of close to a national average price of close, very, very close to €6 a pint.
Now, separately, but not unconnected to rising costs that households are facing or will be facing, Bank of Ireland today increasing its fixed rate for new mortgages by a quarter of 1%.
Yeah, so this is the second of the big lenders. AIB announced last month that they were going to increase the rates on their fixed rate mortgages. We were just discussing yesterday with the new figures from the central bank that Irish banks had sort of held off compared to their European competitors in passing on the now 2% point increase in interest rates that we've seen from the European Central Bank. So it's beginning to happen now. That will have an effect for Bank of Ireland, for new customers, not for existing customers that may, you know, refix their mortgages or whatever they choose to do. But I suppose it's another indication of the squeeze on consumers generally and the impact of those higher interest rates from the ECB being passed on.
Robert Short, thanks very much for that.